Pray with me. Father, we acknowledge you once again as we begin to serve you this way and ask your help, God. We lift up our nation to you and our military and emergency workers, all those, God, that are out there serving them in harm's way, that you would protect them today. Just thank you for your love, God. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we've got minutes for August 24, 26, and 27.
Motion to approve. They look fine to me.
Okay.
I can go ahead and approve those. There was a paragraph in there that I didn't think needed to be in there.
Do you remember which ones that was? I think I remember you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was a. That's all right. I'll just go ahead and approve it.
Okay.
Okay.
No, that's fine. I'll make a comment on it later.
Spelling, I called Jim on it. He's fixing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Need a
carries.
Second? No. Need a second first.
Oh, I'd like to second that, Pete.
And then the
same vote.
Same vote, yeah.
Okay. Accounts payable. You've got one.
I have got one. I need to abstain.
Okay.
Mileage.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
I'll second it. Any questions or discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Abstain.
One abstain. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers, did we?
I didn't either.
Okay. Public comment? Bob? Watch the cord there, Bob.
Yeah, I almost fell at the door.
Got that report.
Yeah, we have maintenance working on it right now. It was it's wet underneath the.
Yes, it's wet, and when you.
And it's real slippery, so they're drying it off. I look like they cleaned the floors and put the mat back too soon.
I could have owned this building.
It could have all been yours.
I don't want it. Gentlemen, last week I was here discussing being on the agenda, and after I left here, I went and picked up some documents from the clerk's office. And something's bothering me. I wanted to be on the agenda, and apparently I was voted down. In talking to you, Mr. Pennell, 2 weeks ago, I talked to you one day, and you said it was okay with you, and had an 8:30 Friday meeting. It was going to be discussed. Then I had somebody that spoke with Mr. Strahan, said he was the only one there at the 8:30 meeting, and he was later asked, do you object to Mr. Shantz being on the agenda? And I think you said no. That's the answer. Now, if it's wrong, you tell me. But I was told you said no. I've got no objections.
I was the only one at the 8:30 meeting at the previous meeting before. I do recall that. Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I'm trying to figure out, if it was okay with you and Mr. Pennell from talking to you, I guess it's 3 weeks before that, seemed to be okay with you. There's two votes, and I don't know what Mr. Strafis thought, but last week you mentioned something about Robert's Rules. Well, this document from the January 5th meeting says Monday, morning commission meetings. And it says here, we presently have a form to request something to be put on the agenda for the Monday meeting. It generally needs to have a commissioner sponsor an agenda item, and I believed you were going to sponsor it, Commissioner Pennell. Friday agenda review is where items are considered to be placed on the agenda. Item is on unless commission votes not to put it on the agenda. In favor? In favor? I don't know how I didn't get on the agenda, and I still want to be on the agenda. I've got two items which are very important. One item is causing depreciation of homes, and it's going to spread throughout the county. So I've got two separate items. Now, I was told last week, well, you know, we meet on Wednesday and we meet on Friday. I don't want to. That's what this is for. This is an open forum. When The email is sent out. I counted it. It was hard to count, but it's something like 75 or 80 people receive an email. And I believe if the email went out, whether it be to the press or to a private individual, and it said, Bob Shantz wants to speak about, you know, coyotes, somebody's going to say, hey, we want to hear that. They'll come. Meeting you on Wednesday and Friday, I don't like it. And I ask for minutes of the Friday meeting, and there are no minutes. I thought any time, I mean, I may be wrong, and if I am, correct me, but I always understood if there's a vote anywhere in the state of Missouri, there has to be minutes kept. I was told there were no minutes. Why can't we go back to the old way, and if somebody has something which is important, come here, and I mean, it's not full. We got 12, 13 people, but we need to... Okay, cut me off. What have I got? Another minute?
Oh, no. Well, I just said how many users we have on the internet. We have a lot usually, so.
Yeah.
I was trying to help your argument, actually. Sorry about that.
Well, but being here in person, and I know some people will come and argue about a barking dog, but I've got some legitimate gripes. You guys are doing a good job in one way. In another way, I think you are depriving me and others of our rights to speak on the Monday morning meeting, and I wish you would change it.
Well, Bob, I'm puzzled because you're talking about the meeting we had a week ago.
Right.
The Thursday before, you called me.
That's right.
And I spoke to the girls, and I said, I don't care if he's on there or not.
Right.
And so I don't know where the confusion with Danny being the only one there on Friday morning. I think I was there, but I don't remember. But anyhow, we have many times not met in a formal way. As if you look at the agendas, we've not had not a lot of items on the agenda.
Right.
So explain what you want us to do different. What do you want us to do different?
To be able to, that a citizen of the county can go or... fax, however, they were going to fax me a form, whatever we need to do, and I spoke to you, you said you would take care of it. We ought to have it that anybody that has a legitimate situation, gripe, can come here and speak on a Monday morning.
Okay.
There's minutes. The young lady there has taken minutes, but Wednesday and Friday, there's no minutes.
How do you propose that we get the item on the agenda? Just anybody calls in, you don't want us to have to approve it? Is that what you're saying?
When you start approving something that somebody has to say, that's getting to be a little bit like dictatorship.
We're not. That's not right, Bob. You have.
Well, sure, it is.
No, it isn't, because you have the opportunity, and you use it a lot, to come under public comment and air your gripes.
But
all we have done in the past was we set up a way that in order for an item to be on the agenda, it has to be approved by the commission.
Okay.
And I don't see a problem with that.
Okay, well, you two gentlemen approved me, and yet I still was denied.
I don't know what happened. That's what I'm saying to you. I gave the girls on Thursday, when you called, I went and told them. I don't have a problem with Bob being on the agenda for whatever your issue was. I don't even remember what it is.
Yeah,
now.
Well, and I...
What was the issue?
The East-West Corridor.
Okay.
That's one issue.
I didn't have any problem with you speaking. And maybe I wasn't there that Friday morning. So I told him, I said, I don't care. When Friday morning, when you talk to the other two commissioners, it's okay with me. If it's all right with them, you're on the agenda.
Okay, well then.
And my understanding later was that it wasn't okay. And I called you back on Friday to let you know.
That's right.
And
Friday
so
afternoon, right?
Where the confusion was, I apologize. But that's the way we've been doing it. And it's really worked pretty good.
I think where the problem lies, Bob, and I think you read it perfectly off of the deal, is if it's voted on, and if no one, if it's not a vote, or if there's not a vote, the person remains on the agenda. If it's not a repetitive argument that's already been discussed, voted on by the commission, that is where this whole... situation came in hand, that we were discussing the same thing over and over and over again, in previous meetings, so we set up an agenda to where if those items that had been discussed previously came before the commission and had already been news releases put out, everything that it was could be that the commission had enough county business that they didn't take that in. I think you read it. It's just exactly the way we voted on it. I think you read it just exactly the way that it was intended, maybe with a little more explaining of the situation would have been perfect, would have been better for the understanding. I don't know where at any one time you might find one commissioner, you might find all three of us in location at 8:30 that morning. At 9 o'clock I might have been at Roden Bridge or somewhere else, so I don't know what the situation is, but that's the way that that rule came to pass, was the arguing about or the presentation of the same thing over and over and over again. And so after we had voted on it and had a discussion on it, and if it was so that's how that came to pass, but I understand what your argument is.
Well, do I get on next Monday's agenda? We've got two yes votes. And
What we've done, Bob, and I'll just, since I'll chime in, we have been lax on the agenda review on Friday morning. We have been lax, meaning it's been more informal than we needs to be. So we've tightened it back up to formal meetings with formal minutes and things like that. There still may not be a vote, but there'll be a discussion, at least so minutes have a discussion of the agenda now. If you go through the paperwork, it will be discussed this Friday, and so that if there is a vote not to put you on the agenda, you'll have a record of it, or no record of it. But there'll be minutes of that meeting, because we were getting a little lax. So we're going to go tighten it back up.
Well, thank you. That's great. So I have to wait till Friday to see whether I could be here next Monday to speak. And this question: can you be on the agenda for two items, or do you have to come in two separate weeks?
Subjects are different. If they're different subject matters, you can be on there as many times.
The same. Oh, okay, then I've got two subjects.
Just make sure if the ladies still have it,
okay,
they will. And the reason we wait till Friday, just to let you know, is that traditionally we get all the requests come in on Friday,
okay,
or late Thursday before the Monday. So there's no reason to have it early, and then we'd have to have another one anyway Friday morning. Right. So that's why we wait till Friday.
Okay. Well, and all she said, see her.
There you go.
See you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other? That it? Okay. Next on our agenda is Bradleyville trustee. You want to speak to us on that, Bob?
I prepared a
Mr. Microphone over there?
That's right. That's all right.
I prepared an ordinance for you. As you know, there was a vote back on August 4th. By more than 60% of the citizens of Bradleyville to disincorporate. And I'll just read this. Disincorporation trustee appointment, Taney County, Missouri. In order of Taney County, Missouri, dissolving the village of Bradleyville, appointing a trustee for the disincorporation of the village of Bradleyville, Missouri, and for the setting and obtaining of bond. Whereas the village of Bradleyville was established as a municipal corporation by the Taney County Commission because it was located in Taney County, Missouri, and whereas more than 60% of the citizens of the village of Bradleyville on Tuesday, August 4th, 2009, voted to disincorporate the village of Bradleyville pursuant to Chapter 80 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, and whereas Section 80.570 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri states that upon the affirmative vote of 60% of those persons voting on the question, the county governing body shall disincorporate the town or village. And whereas Section 80.610 requires the County Commission, when dissolving any corporation, to appoint some competent person for the corporation so dissolved, and whereas the trustee so appointed, before entering upon the discharge of his duties, shall take, and it should say and I can fix that, take and subscribe an oath before some judge or associate circuit judge, and whereas any such trustee shall give bond with sufficient security to be approved by the court to the use of such disincorporated town or village, conditioned for the faithful discharge of the duties of his office, therefore be it resolved by the Taney County Commission, Missouri, as follows. And you've already discussed who the individual is. The Taney County Commission, pursuant to Section 80.570, hereby complies with section 80.570 that states the governing body upon a successful vote shall disincorporate the village of Bradleyville, and the commission hereby initiates the winding up of the affairs of the village of Bradleyville, Missouri. And Mr. Russ Chenoweth of Branson, Missouri is hereby appointed by the Taney County Commission to be the trustee under section 80.610 to serve to wind up the affairs of the village of Bradleyville, Missouri. And the Taney County Commission directs Mr. Chenoweth to subscribe to an oath before a circuit or associate circuit judge in Taney County, Missouri to faithfully discharge the duties of the office of trustee. And the Taney County Commission agrees to pay the bond amount required by section 80.620 and the amount to be set by the judge. The Taney County Commission agrees to pay a reasonable amount as determined by the commission to the named trustee for his services, and the trustee is ordered to report to the county commission at each term as required by section 80.640 of the revised statutes of Missouri, and this ordinance shall be in full force and effect from and after the date of its passage. Ordinance approved this blank day of August 2009, and has signature blocks for the three commissioners and for the clerk, and I have an instead of an and that I'd like to fix, but I'll give this to you.
So we need to vote on the trustee then?
Yes, just vote on this ordinance would be fine.
Vote on that ordinance.
Take care of the whole.
Bob, I missed, could have missed something there in trying to keep up with that. Is there a term limit that the trustee serves under?
There is no fixed limit of time. It's until the affairs of the village can be wound up. Obviously, with the village of Bradleyville, I don't believe it should take too long. I don't think the bond should be too much, but that's not up to me. It's up to the judge. There's not a lot of resources, assets, or debts, so it shouldn't take that long. How long isn't too long, I don't know. If it were the city of Branson, for instance, which isn't dissolving, obviously, that would be a nightmare and would take forever. This should be a fairly quick and an easy matter, I would think.
Okay, what I was asking, and I guess the main purpose for my question is lots of, almost all contracts are yearly or three-year terms. Is it can this business be taken care of before if they have annual?
I don't want to speak for Russ, who will be the trustee if you vote on that, but it's my...
Can we review it as a commission, and that is our responsibility, right, yearly? I mean, if it takes a year and he has something else, how does that work?
He has to report to you at each term as to how things are going. So four times a year he has to report to you. There's nothing that will keep him from reporting to you more often. And you know, if there's a three-year contract, there's nothing to keep someone from terminating that contract by agreement of the other party because you've now dissolved. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to terminate all contracts, whether by having them run out or having them terminate earlier. He's going to pay off all the debts with the resources that are currently there in the treasury of the village of Bradleyville. And he's going to have whatever assets left he has to pay, I believe, by statute over to the county commission for the good of the people of that village, those assets. I don't think there will be a lot of assets. I don't think there are any debts from what I understand. And it's my understanding that he'd be working with John Combs, who's the one who spearheaded the dissolution, who had been one of the trustees, the board of trustee persons for the village of Bradleyville.
Okay. Now, I'm not here to drill you through a bunch of questions, but so that the public is aware of it, everyone knows that sewer monies are allocated through the corporated areas, and they are, will that take place with a meeting with Mr. Chenoweth and the sewer board as to monies being, or did it end at the date of?
It may have ended at the date of dissolution, but certainly by your vote on this, I don't think they should receive any more funds unless there's something to pay,
right,
concerning, you know, that's already been obligated by contract, and I don't believe there is. But yes, Bradleyville, as one of 9 or 10 municipal corporations, had the right under our plan that we've signed with all the municipalities to receive 1/9 or 1/10 share of the 25% of the sewer sales tax monies. I don't know that they've utilized any of those, and certainly if they haven't built or committed any of those funds, I don't think they'll receive any further funds. He needs to check into things like fuel tax funds and things like that and make sure those have been stopped as long as there's no debts to pay. I mean, that's what his job is going to be, to wind up the affairs of the municipal corporation.
I make a motion to accept the
ordinance for disincorporation,
yes,
of Bradleyville.
Second.
And do we need to put Russ in that motion, or did
it's
we
in that? He's
in the ordinance. You're so approving the ordinance as presented.
Any questions or discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 And I'll just change the to an and have you sign it a little later.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. Motion carried.
I'd like to introduce Mr. Russ Chenoweth. He's here today.
Welcome, Russ.
Thank you. I just want to thank the commission for trusting me, and I pledge to work for the citizens of Taney County and do a good job, and I'll report once a term and sooner if requested to do so. But I appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate you, Russ. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Preston, Bear Creek, got any information? Or we just need to approve?
Bear Road?
Bear Road.
Just sorry. Approve?
Is that Bear Creek?
Because it was
Bear Road.
Let me kind of give a summary
that'd
of
be great.
What took place. On Bear Road, it was taken in contingent upon a certain section of that road, which was steeper than what the county standards at that time would allow us, and we had quite a discussion about that, and they were going to go ahead and chip and seal and do the rest of the road, and they went ahead and did the steep part and got it ready, and it has been, it needed to be addressed before now, but I just the message was relayed to me last week by a citizen that lived on the road, and so I make a motion for the acceptance of Bear Road into the county system.
Okay.
Is there anybody here from Bear Road or?
Frank, somebody's been out there and checked that, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
There was four or five things that was requested of them, and they did every one of them.
Did you include the classification in your motion,
Danny? The classification was in the road pamphlet that we had, and I don't remember what it was. It was a four or five or four, I believe. But you would
so
have
whatever
to
stated on the
whatever
petition.
Stated on the petition is what I would recommend, because that's what we requested.
Okay. Did we get a second?
Second.
Questions, comments?
I'm just clarification. This is just the final part. We already did a contingent, basically,
yes.
Contingent for them to go ahead and go forward on.
Right.
Okay.
After
right.
They did the chip and
yep.
seal.
You bet.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. What else? Anything else? Okay. Ladies, did you have something for us? Slip up here to the mic and see what you got.
I spoke to Mr. Pennell about a week ago about Taney County Animal Control.
Okay.
And I understand that as of tomorrow, the Board of Health is taking over.
Yesterday. It was actually yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday, Sunday.
Okay. When I spoke to Mr. Pennell, he told me to take all my complaints up with the Board of Health.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that, and they're not doing anything, and things have gotten worse.
Okay.
And we came to you to see what possibly could be done about it.
Well, let me interrupt if I may. They just started yesterday. They haven't really had a chance yet, have they?
They know they haven't, but they keep telling me everything was still on your guys' watch.
Okay, well, this is our attorney and the paperwork, and we changed operation yesterday.
Okay, now see, sir, we were under the understanding that all the papers were signed and everything on Thursday. We were told on Thursday that this was signed. When we went Friday to speak to Linda, the director of Board of Health.
Mm-hmm. The papers were probably signed, but the date that it changed took place wasn't until Sunday. Right, Bob?
That's correct. I mean, the papers were all signed last week, and we were set up to turn it over to them at the end of
the pay period. We ended it right at the pay period so that the employees could seamlessly
transition
into health department employees. And that was done over the weekend. Sunday was the first day of the pay period. And I don't know what you mean by it was on the commission's watch. If there's some complaint that you had about how the commission was operating, that's fine, but we're no longer operating. And
well, the question is, have you had a sit-down discussion?
Well, I'm saying, have you taken up with the Board of Health or the...
Have you had a discussion with Jim Berry or Linda face-to-face?
We have an appointment with Mr. Berry today at 2 o'clock.
Okay. After Ms. Jim Berry's appointment, if you don't have a resolution, please call the commission office. Okay? Jim Berry is the head of the health department, so I think you mentioned Linda. She reports to Mr. Berry.
Right.
So I would wait till that meeting today, and then if you don't hear the plan or whatever to try to resolve the issues that you're mentioning, please call us back, because ultimately we've licensed them, for lack of a better word, but we're still ultimately responsible for the animal control of the county.
At the present time, we have a contract with them to provide that service through the end of 2010.
Right. So if they're not doing their job or whatever from that perspective, we still have the authority to bring it to their attention, part of the contract. But I'd like you to wait to talk to Mr. Berry. And then after that, if you still don't feel like you're going to get resolution, then obviously bring it back to us.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Okay, anything else?
Yeah, I was starting the process on Mission Road today for the redoing the lake access road so that there can be boats launched and fishing by the public at that area. The storm, ice storm, did quite a bit of damage to timber and things there, and I don't know who was responsible. The Corps reminded me it wasn't them, but somebody cleaned up the road, and we're going to do extensive work in that little road area and provide services for the citizens of Taney County to take their families and fish in this location. This is one of 18 locations that we are in discussion with the Corps about. There's several more lake accesses that are available, but these 18 were ones that were in question. All but five of those were approved, and this is one of the first ones that we decided we would use as an example of what we might be going to do. So the Taney County Commission is not only obligated, but feel it is a great service to the citizens of Taney County to have a place to go and enjoy our resources for fishing, boating, and other sporting activities without costing them an arm and a leg.
We don't have a plat of it, but just want to let you know that part of the design that Danny and worked with Frank Preston was to have two parking areas, one for high water and low water, so with the boat launch, but it provides usage. Obviously, we're improving the road and drainage and things like that, but we're also providing parking, so if the water's high or low, so that people can park as close to the water as possible. So, like Danny said, we're waiting for the final signature, but it's all been worked out with the Corps.
Some of the lake accesses are away from the lake, if that sounds reasonable. It doesn't to me, but some of them are. And so we working with the Corps, are moving those lake access roads and the parking areas and everything closer. As one citizen said, I'm old enough now to enjoy my retirement and fishing and hunting and things, and I don't want to have to carry a cooler 50 to 100 yards to the water. So that's the kind of things that we're trying to improve on, is the betterment of the recreational areas in Taney County.
Okay.
The road you mentioned, I don't know where it is. A lot of people may not know where it is. When you get all of these roads and these little launching sites, Can you print a little map, something that you can leave over here and the clerk give it? I mean, somebody give it out? And
there will be a map, Bob. They have revised their map a couple of times since we've been in discussion with them about the locations. And they will provide, and we will have a map probably in several locations. It might even be at some point that we'd want to put one out that we could just leave in a you know, convenience stores and things like that.
That'd be good because, you know, people ask me, where can I launch it?
Right.
I don't know where to launch it, but if I had the map, I'll tell them. Thanks.
And the reason, I mean, another reason why we're going, you can say, the reason why we're moving forward on Mission Road is because not knowing how long the process is to get through all the roads, we decided to just, as one gets approved, we just work on that one. That way, we don't have to wait a long period before we start on any of them. So, but yeah, the map's a good idea, and we'll make sure we have that available. So,
okay. Anything else? All right. We'll recess, I think, till 10 o'clock, right?
Yep.
Thank you.